But to beat the dead horse, don't we have to decide where we're going to put it first before we go out and pitch this? Because if we can't space specifics, if we say, what's it going to cost? We don't know.
That's will be, and that's.
Where's it going to be? We don't know.
So are we not buying the land if we don't get the levy passed?
No, we're buying the land.
No matter what.
Okay, so.
So if we're buying the land.
So.
Can't we say we're in the process of?
I'm asking the question to people who might have a different opinion and might have a different take on this.
Well, what's your take?
If I'm a voter and you said, I want $2.5 million, what are you going to use it for? Well, I'm going to use it for a lot of stuff, but in addition, there's going to be an athletic facility. Where are you going to put it? We don't know.
Yeah, we got to try to explain.
Seriously, you don't know where you're going to put it?
Yeah.
You want me to give you $2.5 million and you can't tell me where it's going to be? What's it going to look like? I can't tell you.
We kind of talked about this on Friday a little bit.
We're not prepared, frankly, to the public. I might be. We're no more prepared for this. We're 6 months
away. But I guess, I mean.
But do you think we give people the option, or do we say?
I don't see how you can give them the option, because then you've got the whole, like, you got the new camp versus the old camp, and then there's like, you know, what am I voting for? Well, if I vote for this, am I voting for this, or am I voting for that?
Right.
Well, I'm not going to support it because I think the money's going there. Well, I'm not going to support it because I think the money's going there. And it's chaotic, and we look like we don't know what the hell we're doing.
Yeah, the land is, I think, is an easy call.
That's a completely, that's completely separate. I mean, that's happening, assuming the conditions are met. We're just going to pay cash for that, and that's done.
And you put it the best when I heard it, it's trading one asset for another.
Yeah.
So no matter what, that's a great asset.
Getting something.
That's in our pocket right now.
Mm-hmm. We're trading cash for something that's probably worth more than what we're paying for it.
So
when
really
we sell the land, we're whole. When we sell that land, we're going to be whole.
Yeah, maybe.
I bet.
We'll be.
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
But part of explaining it to the people needs to be that difference between the operating levy and the continuous improvement levy. Because if we were to put on a continuous improvement levy, we could only use it for that.
That's correct.
Whereas putting on the operating levy gives us the option to be able to use it for many different projects. And so helping them understand that the operating levy is much more versatile than staying, we're going to do this for a football stadium, is
until we can nail that down
exactly,
present the drawing, and boom, here it is.
We don't have that athletic complex down yet. And
but do you think that's saleable to say we're going to do something?
I think one, we're going to decrease your taxes. Two, we're doing it this way because it will give us many more options to be able to promote our village's athletics, academics, arts, and athletics, and keep our school system very well-rounded. And we're looking at projects in the future of working together with the village administration related to athletic complexes related to.
But do you think if you give a generic answer like that, if somebody says, are you going to build a facility? Where are you going to build it? How much is it going to cost?
And this is over 10 years, so we don't know yet.
I think that's hugely risky.
Well, it is hugely risky, but at the same time, we can put the levy on in May.
It's on.
And if it were not going to pass, we can have a better fix on exactly what we're going to do.
But do we
right?
Do we taint it by putting it up too
early? We've already put it up.
No, you're saying pull it, don't vote on it, or are you saying allow the vote to happen, and if it fails, put it back up in May?
Yes.
Okay. Because there's two options. You could pull it. I'm not suggesting that, and then say, hey, we want to put the risk to pulling is what Tom brought up from the get-go, is if you let the 7.5 go, then you look like you're asking for five more.
Yep.
Now we look like we're saying we're going to cut you a deal. We're looking at a used car salesman, right? We're saying, hey, I'm going to cut you a deal here.
But and this is just a personal impression. If we put it up without enough information and it gets tanked, and then we put it up again, it makes me think Carmichael. It makes me think like, you know, let's try it one more time. We'll say this time. It makes me feel like Wasser. I don't feel, not me feel like Wasser. It makes the process to me feels like Wasser.
Do we feel that, do we believe that we can build this on the new property?
We don't know.
And that's the problem.
We have to answer that question first.
I mean, I think if all goes well, the property fits it. It would give us options. There's no question. But you're right. Until we could say A, B, C are done, the survey, the title, the soil samples, then I think if those conditions were all met, I mean, I think it's easy to envision. I think with a good architect, there's no way that the 41 acres down there can't be put to a beautiful use.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So it's simply a matter of getting through those legal. I'm not saying those are simple steps because I know they're not.
And it may be simple.
Yeah.
There may be. I mean, the soils may be fine.
Sure.
They may come out and test them and say, no problem. Environmental, no problem. It probably has never been used. The survey's fine. The title is fine. But until you can't tell somebody until you run those traps to say, no issues here.
Well, they did the last levy at 10.75. They said they'd reduce it. They did the 7.75.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If we say the same, I can tell you, I've been talking about this since last October. So I've talked to more than you guys ever talked to. I said, here's what we're looking at. You can buy it or not. We're looking at getting that land because there's space. We don't have no space. We have the grade school property. We couldn't even throw a disc there without hitting homes. But they kept it for an emergency. It could be a pretty good one sort of swap if we get the right price. So we got 38 acres instead of 1.5 acres. And 14 lots at 20,000 a piece, all improvements in, is a steal. It's a steal. Now, maybe we won't get it all one time. Secondly, if we pass it, and I said the reason I want the levy, again, if you let it go, it's tougher. If we reduce and say, here's the reason we're doing it. It is for an athletic complex. We're going to do it this way because we do not have the drawings done. But I said, my feeling is this. If we pass the levy and don't do it, I'd give it 100% back. How can I tell you we don't have enough money to run this school with this kind of money? And we may have to do it. We may do it all at one time. We may have to do it a period of time. We'll do a business plan with it. We want a gymnasium. We want a handicap free. We want to be the best in the state of Ohio. But give the money back. If we pledge that, if we pass this levy and can't meet the needs that we feel we can, and it's really, we lost some months because we could have talked about this months ago until we put the levy back on. I'm open and honest.
But when are you going to know whether or not you can use the money? Will you have already collected it?
When's the next collection? We'll start next year, would it not?
Yeah.
If it does, we may get one quarter and stop it.
All it takes is a resolution.
Give it 100% back. We're here. We made a commitment to be the finest high school in the state of Ohio. Academics, but we have the best track in the state of Ohio, and we don't have a place for them. It's hard to conceive. I travel, and you know what they talk about? Boy, you got a hell of a track team, cross-country team. They don't ever talk about football or basketball. Mm-hmm. We can't get out of Canton, and it's tough. But if we give our word, it's tough to play against a program. I mean, it's hard. I mean, let's be honest. If we gave our word and look at a whole complex, and I don't care if you put an auxiliary gym down there. All I know, we got fourth, fifth, and sixth girls starting a program right now. There's no gym space. The boys, fourth, fifth, and sixth, are starting now because once a season, they can't get on the floor. We got two gyms. Champions building two gyms. I don't care if you build a new or an auxiliary gym. We need space for the kids to practice if we want to compete.
I think one point to what Tom said, too, is you guys set that precedent when you gave the money back.
We proved
too.
It.
Right.
And that does go a long way, that they've seen it happen. Because most districts, if you say that, they're going to be like, yeah, sure, you're going to give it back. But you guys actually did just
that. I mean,
that.
You guys think that's saleable? You think it's
honest.
Sure. But I'm saying with it being that open-ended.
Well, that against how you present it.
I agree.
And I think people do want to see this change. Mm-hmm. I think there are a huge – I have really not run into very many people at all who have vocally said, hey, you don't need a football stadium. You don't need a track. You don't need updated facilities.
Exactly.
It's really hard to find those people because when you walk them up there, it's hard to put evidence to say, okay, no, this cinder track's fantastic.
First of all, they should be practicing that. They did before, but that's not the issue.
Yeah.
The point of the matter is, where do you want to be? We talked about this 20 times, where our forefathers, when they built this school, how they looked ahead. to build a swimming pool in a concrete stadium in 1950, did some wonderful things. Just think if our fathers back that built the village, instead of putting 40-foot lots on the mills, they would have made them 50 or 55. How much, what, let's try to look for the 55 is what I'm trying to say to you. And again, if it doesn't come in, we'll reduce it. And we'll say, no, this will just take care of this part right now.
I'm not arguing the point of doing it. I guess my question is it possible for us to come to a decision and say, this is what we're going to do before it's time to vote?
I hope so.
So you're saying, is it possible to get the legal parameters back, feel comfortable, and then make that decision?
You're asking the
or be able, confidence. Be able to
show drawings.
Mm-hmm. And, I don't know about the drawings.
And look at those and just say, okay, as a board, we're going to say, we're going with this. Or we're going with this.
By November.
There's two groups. If you get the teachers behind this, because mm-hmm. they pass levies. Absolutely. Now, the benefit of this is, this new complex, is our property value all goes up. The more property values, the more taxes, means you had a better chance of getting a raise. And if I had a kid that's a decent player, a girl, boys, I can go to this wonderful complex, safety. Am I going to go there? Am I going to La Brea or Mineral Ridge? I'm going to go to here. So that could bring a better student in. So we all win. And then, again, we have another levy coming off 2019. It's a win-win for them. And the reason we're doing it, asking you this, we're honest. We're cutting it to 5 for a 10-year bond with our guarantee. If this doesn't come to fruition, we can't get the drawings, we'll get it all back. We have plenty of money for education. Now, that's the best shot I think you got if we guarantee it's going to come back. You proved it. You guys said, listen, we don't need it. We'll come back.
Well, that was imposed.
But they don't know that.
I mean, people they trusted that it came back.
Right.
That you were collecting more than you needed. I mean, I had colleagues of mine that just walked down there like shaking their head. They go, I never saw a school district ever
give levy money back.
But and we so, have I mean, it was, shown them that.
Yeah. That so you've proven it. You've earned their respect.
We did do mm-hmm. that.
That's what I'm looking at. We earned their respect.
That particular
I'm sure as I'm sitting here, if we don't, we can't, if it doesn't work.
So, I mean, and I really, not. I think I hear what you're saying, too, is highlight what we've done.
To get everything done, it's through all 6.1 three million instead of 5, I think we're
of arts, academics, and athletics.
I think we can raise some money from people who want to donate money.
Yeah, highlight all that so people feel good about where we're at.
Right.
And then try to help sell them into the vision that we're trying to move towards.
Is it detrimental, do you think, to slow down the train of the community forum?
McCarthy. Yeah, he said, what's your vision? I told him exactly that story. He said, I'm 100%.
I think you do more damage to go out 100%. Unprepared.
It's the greatest thing I've heard.
Than to have a shorter time period and then
roll
it out and do a shitty job and then try again.
And instead of the community forum, are we better going to those small groups?
I mean, think about
the small groups. Small groups are better because you get maybe 50, 60 people show up
at
a community forum. Whereas when you do the small groups,
they're going to ask you the real questions. Okay. Then
you're right.
They're in a comfortable place where they can ask questions and
maybe you do the community the small groups first mm-hmm. to kind of build up and
and
get
then just
and then do your bigger show because
if you get the track team parents involved, huge.
Mm-hmm. No. No question.
You, I don't know how many groups you get in. You get that group, they talk. And the cross country, they have a great relationship.
So yeah, when you combine issues of
you get all the
exciting that
if you invite five
together.
People over, I invite and we're for they're gonna they're here because they support us. Yeah. They're gonna come to your house because they really believe what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But you get that group and the football boosters and really Danny and Gary gotta shut up because they're killing it.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Well, I'm just telling.
I don't
you.
Know what they're saying out there.
Well, I mean, it's a waste of money. All that. Well, keep your comment to yourself. Be part of the team. It doesn't help us. It doesn't help us. I mean, I'm just
The First Amendment. Don't forget that.
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing is we just want them to help see a vision. The school. It's not. I mean, I know everybody wants to hold on to that. I mean, I'll have to hear from my dad. He's going to have to walk farther to go to a game. Okay, it's
good
for
him. Well, he has to walk because there's no parking.
You can drive.
Yeah, exactly. But I'll tell him to walk farther.
No, but that's the problem.
You're right. No, absolutely. But that's where you'll hear some people say, hey, it's always been there. I like it there. I can look out my front door and I could see the – but that's really not what we're about. We're about what's best for the kids.
And hey, we'll be able to afford fireworks down in there.
And the bathrooms were built in 1968.
Yeah.
But they're not ADA adaptable today. That's not my rules. That's their rules. And the amazing thing is the I didn't go in the women's, the, what do you call it, the stall for the boys, it's ADA. It's for handicap. You can't get in there to go.
Yeah, once you got in, you'd be fine. You can't get in.
I mean, that's my, so somebody thought, they did it ADA at the time, the rules are changed.
Good news and bad news.
I'll say it again.
You can get in the stall, but you can't get in the bathroom.
The people that pass the levies the most are the baby boomers. They want to give back to their children and grandchildren. And those are the ones that can't get into the game. Matt can't take this step. Your father struggled.
He does.
I mean, I think what
started
you asked earlier,
the
I mean,
street,
I know,
up the street.
And I had to hear
me
from
personally,
my mom about
if things go
your
well
mother.
Legally.
Yeah.
And she should
that's
go.
Where I
when
envision
your when her nephew, her, course, her
I know
grandson,
the cost
plays,
is,
she should just, be there.
When you think about what we could put there, to me, that it's such a easier look into the future than it is if we stuff it in okay. here.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing, what's probably the most obvious point is you have no downtime. You can continue using
yep.
this
absolutely.
Until such time
yep.
as that's built, and
yep.
then, I mean, you don't miss a.
Yeah,
you don't
you
go play Girardi.
Another bullet point, John, is this: when we went through mm-hmm. that walkthrough, Gary Carcetti pointed out we have water coming through our
where's that?
Floors, where's not just the drains, because it's 90
like
years old, it's deteriorating.
Stand yeah. is
I don't care.
How,
it's like having a beautiful, classic car. Looks pretty, but your frame's rotted. It's eventually going to go. It's going to be hard to get to that. So we're looking for the future.
I think they just
having
like
a nice campus and a safe, well-lit campus. Look at maybe geothermal, some wood, some wind things that make this the best. Maybe not today. Maybe 10, 20 years. Just like Matthew. They didn't think it was going to go 100 years. Their school is going to collapse or fall apart. We're no different.
I mean, Tom, you and I have talked. When we very first started talking about this, I, too, was kind of about the tradition and thinking I couldn't. I was really having a tough time envisioning moving it and not going to Friday night games at the same spot. The thing that makes me really interested in this is the whole athletic complex.
That's what I'm saying to you.
You know, I love the idea of having our own baseball fields at the school can maintain.
And done right.
We were at
totally
Walsh.
The facility at Walsh
was
like, actually, at Chairbacks.
Doesn't make you sick.
The baseball, the home side at Chairback, the visitors, they said, no, you get bleachers, which
had,
I thought was kind of funny.
Two reserved
but just a beautiful
spots for
beautiful.
College.
And they should have seating. There's no seat down there watching a baseball
no.
game.
I know.
I stand by the fence.
Well,
I want to sit.
There's some things you can do with that. I mean, that's up for future discussion. Yeah. But because we talked about should you have a reserve section. But then you have to pay people to work. Keep other people
out of your seats.
Now, what you can do is, some places you can actually buy individual chair backs, and they get set up so people buy their season tickets, mm-hmm. and those are there. They may be sitting next to someone that doesn't have a season ticket, mm-hmm. but they have the chair back. So there's ways around that too.
A lot of people want to go games. They can't get in.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that. I hear from Lowell, they ask me, oh, why don't you build a stadium and make it? We're looking at it.
Well, should we look at just building down there? And just doing that?
Just building
what? That was why we were buying
them. I thought that's why we wanted. I actually thought
I'm
that
saying,
was the holdup.
No.
Knowing that we could get the part.
I'm saying build now instead of buying the land, holding it for the future, and then ultimately building down there. With this levy, should we say, okay, we're going to build down there?
As long as they could show us that footprint of where everything could be, you know, is there a footprint for a K-12 building or a high school? Because really, if we're talking 30, 40 years down the road,
could be.
With our enrollment, in all honesty, you should
probably
plan for a
be,
K-12
yeah.
building.
That's
right.
It's going to save you money
that's
in
right.
the long run, not to be running
exactly.
two facilities separate. You could share cafeteria, share
mm-hmm.
a ton of staff can be shared.
Share cafetorium.
I have a hard time spending $5 million of our access rates, all of that. If we don't have no way of recouping some of those dollars, that's a lot of money to spend. Obviously, we're pretty comfortable if we own the land. We could build a football stadium track
mm-hmm.
for a couple of $1 million. We have that. That would be a doable project. Doing the band shelter, we should have a band shelter. Why
yeah.
would we not have a band shelter?
But I think the issue is where to do it. Once you decide where to do it, then you can bring that
in.
On.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
when you're this, 2 years later, you're going to do this.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But if it's affordable now and the levy passes, it's going to cost you 10, 20% 4 or 5 years from now.
I think what John's saying.
So the money we save in interest.
He's saying.
All need to be on the same page about there, not giving options of here.
To be honest, I kind of thought we were on the same page.
If we don't do it there, then we should just fix the stadium up. I think it was $100,000.
Yeah.
Kate, it's okay. We had to fix the restrooms. Why would we spend 2.4 for 75 parking spots? It doesn't make sense to me. That football field should be parking for coming to these meetings. These meetings and the spring sings and the
graduations. I mean, there's still plenty of parking that would be needed.
And leave Lanford the football to run, the kids to run. You know, we all agree that the steps to save this and build there, I don't think they get a lot of input. They think they did what's right, but that school should have been faced, the back should have been facing McDonald Avenue. This whole area here should be the campus area. We didn't plan for parking. We just had parking the other day or last year for that. It's been there for how many years? And they didn't do it wrong. By any means, I'm not blaming them. But the more involvement, more people we get, we could pass anything. If we show vision, we're proving we're doing things.
I just think they did it wrong. They did what they thought was right, but they didn't want to change.
They
didn't have a vision.
That's exactly right. They liked it right here.
When I say,
and so we
when
need
we talk
to share
about
the
a vision,
vision,
not everybody's going to see it.
No.
But there's no vision in building something here.
No, it's almost, I don't want to call it a quick fix, but it's in many ways,
it's not an easy thing to do. The easiest thing in the world would have been if we couldn't get that property. We'd have no other choice.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I still wouldn't
have 2.5. But it wouldn't. But we can get that.
Okay, so where are we with this?
We're looking at business. The only way you can pass is, Kate, if we go back on what you did before, if this does not pass, if this passes, we can't fulfill our up, we'll give 100% of that money back. And we can clearly we have enough money to run on.
Yeah. All right, then.
That's my feeling. That's
doing the small meetings.
I talked to Bob Sharaka. He got the ears and pieces.
I talked to them today. I said, when you have your sideliners,
I'll explain to what it is. I'll see what he says. He's
Football Association. Let us know.
Blunt he is.
Well, that's good.
Mrs. Mediotti, next time they do a track boosters meeting. I mean, we want those are the meetings I think we got to hit
right
as soon as we can, so that we could start getting those groups, because right now they just want to kind of be in the know. As you can see, they're dying to get involved.
But they also want to see their son play.
Sure, they want to see him play.
The sophomore, they want to see their son play.
Well, there's no question. They want to. They don't want this stadium to be built when their kid graduates. And then they, you know, and I get it. That'd be a frustrating thing if you're a senior and then the next year they build it. But
if the numbers don't come in, happen. We build the football and stadium track and stuff, I'm okay with that. I'm okay if the numbers don't come in.
Real quick on the buses, our current
baseball
fleet of
five. Can't be that difficult.
We have five. We have three for regular routes. We have a fourth.
Are all three of those relatively new, too?
Three are new.
Okay, so the three we use on a regular basis are all very
relatively
new.
Relatively new,
okay.
Yes.
All
Although
the modern
guess,
style you would
but we,
see.
But what we I'll never did, apparently,
McCarthy,
was
McCarthy,
rotate buses in and out.
We took him down there.
The one just sat there and completely rotted out.
There was the same scenario. We'd buy this land, sell this, bada bing, everything else. He's like, I can't believe it. He's so excited.
So the newer one that just sat there?
Yeah, he asked
no,
me
it's
something
an older
about
one.
That
okay.
at a church
so,
thing a couple weeks ago. Goes,
so
is that thing dead? And I was like, no.
Our new coordinator is understanding how to do this properly.
She's trying to rotate buses. She's also looked at routes. Our routes were established for this year. You're not allowed to change them.
Is that a rule?
Yeah, I guess you have to send them into to say, these are your routes.
Oh.
It's not a big deal.
How the hell did we do that in fiscal emergency when we had to, like...
I think it'd be one of those things you can do, and then maybe someone calls you out on it, you might get in a little bit.
Right.
Part of the biggest problem is the career center route, and that's a problem anyway now because of route. For the whole year, we can't get on Route 11. So,
Oh, tell me about it.
Oh, yeah. So
I ended up in Hubbard a couple weeks ago because I forgot.
Because you tried.
I couldn't get over to Belmont. You know, I'm like, I'm in this little.
Getting back to public forum, we're under the gun. We have what? 6 weeks of the election? 5 weeks? When is it? 6 weeks now.
I think about six, yeah.
Six or seven weeks? Mm-hmm.
So I think we gotta look for the small, what we all.
We only have one chance to make a first impressions, we better be prepared, that's all.
And that's what we're thinking.
And we can't have six people giving different opinions.
Small first, and then toward the end, have a forum, have a presence at the, you know, they're having trick or treat on the actual Halloween.
It's 7 weeks to election.
And the bonfire and all that.
7 weeks tomorrow.
So a presence there.
And even have, towards the end, have a presence at the game.
Are we gonna have the ram roast?
I have no doubt, but having a public forum next Monday or Tuesday, I don't think prepared for that. I don't think, I'm not prepared.
I'm
prepared to answer anybody, I'll talk to anybody.
School shirts again.
Taking mom.
Well, no, I like, yeah, we'll start with small groups and build towards something a week before. If we need to, we might get.
The key is identifying the small groups and getting the audiences, so that is.
Still gotta get the teachers, guys, if they're negative, they carry big, they pass these levies, they're good.
Well, and Matthias is in town, you know, we can get Matthias to help us too.
Absolutely.
He is a favorite.
Tomorrow, I'm gonna send an email to all the elementary teachers that high school kids aren't allowed to come for lunch.
They'll shoot that in the ass.
So I'll wait a few days to send the next one and see them.
Well, listen, no, that's your, wait a minute, you have to do it legal, you're not trying to hurt nobody.
No, you know what?
Good thing nobody listens to that.
I'm happy to do it, that's bothered me since the day I found out about.
Do we have, so where are we at? Do we have anything else that we need to discuss on, that's being recorded?
I hear this suggestion, I know we have a lot of meetings, let's go out to our friends and people and talk and see where they're at, and come back and formulate our objectives in the next week or so.
I'm gonna say, can't we send our list to Bob of, okay, here's the groups that we could get together of the small people, and that's, start that ball rolling, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think if you had a coffee clutch and you brought.
That's what I mean, I could do cross-country.
They're gonna vote for it, Jody, I'm gonna tell you that. If you do your, you do diligence, here's what we're doing, here's the economics, here's what we're planning. It's not just a one phase, it's, we're looking 20 and 30 years down the road to make sure we get the best system in the state. How could they argue? It's because we're asking you to renew it, per se, it's new, and you have less money you did before, another levy's coming off. Everybody wins. And if we can't afford, we'll give you the money back. We'll take it off. I think that's doable.
I think it comes back to that consistent message, though. Do we want Bob present or Kevin at most of these, so that message is.
It's been my brainstorm, quite frankly. I got more facts than all of you. I mean, I'm not asking for something, but I think I do.
And we want to find those groups that we're comfortable with, too, so that they're comfortable with the message. So, I mean, like, no, I.
And then find a few groups that.
We're not. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we're going to get the public forum, you're going to get the naysayers, and that's okay. Yeah. That's their right to do so.
But we'll start off with, here's what we've done. Here's the improvements we made academically, physically. Here's what we're looking to do. And absolutely, there's more academics. And obviously, the issue with the test results, we'll address that and tell, here's things we're doing that have never been done before here that we're doing. And slide into the other construction. You know, I mean, this building, the one major thing that we did, we don't have a flooding problem anymore after all these years.
Right.
Because we looked into it.
Because
it's amazing when you check things out.
No, and it's and in here we thought, I mean, literally there was the sky might have been falling, and it turned out to be something that was manageable, easy.
Here's another benefit. You market things, feature advantage benefits. We got out of fiscal emergency better than anybody that I know of.
Yeah.
And the state of Ohio thought such a great job we did in rewards. They gave an extra $1 million that we didn't expect. We want to put that in capital, not in the salaries, because you put salaries, it's gone forever. Capital, buses, piece of land.
Technology.
There's something we didn't expect. It's a windfall. Why would we want to use it for the betterment for the next 20 or 30 years of our kids?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's
for a pat in the back. Because you did such a good job when this financed. Because they said, you know, God, here you go, guys. Be innovative. I think that was a reward. That's the way I feel about it. I thought it was a reward. And I'm selling it as a reward. That's what I'm telling people. If we give our word, we give the money back, or take the levy off, I think we got a shot. If we don't, we can still have the land, we can still build the stadium, and go piecemeal years down the road.
But again, I think the approach of, yes, if we aren't going to build this, we will give the money back, is important, number one. Number two, we're reducing your taxes from what they were. And three, show everybody the progress that we are making related to those three A's.
Another levy coming off. That's a big bonus. What was that? Was that 2.5? What was that? Well, I forget now.
It's 200,000, just a little over 200,000. And the other point there would be that, let's say you built a track in the stadium, you could say then,
let's renew that. Exactly right.
You know, if you go to the churches and we...
But we prepared for the 5 million a couple weeks ago.
My Bible study is starting...
If we get multiple things on that 5 million, then we do it.
Guarantee we can get an audience.
I mean, maybe it'd be 10 million. I don't know. I might.
Absolutely.
Yeah, in Methodist, yeah. Methodist Church.
Yeah.
I got to call Bob Sharrock with them words, all I know.
Okay.
Okay. Well, anything else?
So do we want to get back again instead of wait a month to get together? It's up to you guys.
Yeah. I mean, we could report back within a week of some ideas on where we're going,
yeah,
right?
I think that's...
Okay, guys, I'm going to be out of town from the 25th until October 2nd, so.
Okay. I think we can email. Just email our ideas for groups?
To start.
I'll put a thing together, all-encompassing talking points. We'll have a long conversation with the architect tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
I think if he can even just give us, I mean, most of these guys, they know what the square footage of a K-12 complex that has 900 kids in it. They know what a bus garage if it's five. They could start to... Sure. No, I'm with you. Absolutely. But they can quickly...
Yeah, you can always cut it back.
They can quickly plot those things into that piece of land. I mean, I don't think that would take them an extraordinary amount of time or effort.
And again,
and don't forget the gym. You keep on ignoring the gym.
A vision of where we want to go.
Maybe one side, like Niles against the school, they have the stands against it. I don't know. I don't know. They can give multiple ideas. Just like Mr. Wolford did. They can move things around. And they have the numbers. Again, that guy, they badge me. I said, I don't know if I'm favored yet until I have all the numbers in. But I want to know the most it's going to cost us, not the least. That's the way I do business. That's why I told, that's when John said, cash talks when you buy land. I knew that was going to be a deal.
You call it.
So we got a plan and a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
So when are we going to meet again?
We're going to start with emailing back some potential audiences first, and then see if we can put a date together then to kind of report back. And then we also have to take a look at the October board meeting, whether the 10th, was it the 10th we talked about off the top of my head? What's a potential switch date?
I'm changing. I don't care.
Yeah. Okay. So if everybody can just email Bob back just to confirm that we're good, and then we'll
confirm. Okay.
10th looks good.
7:00.
Okay. Second.
Motion by Mrs. Harvey. Second by Mr. Saganich. Time is 10:15. Discussion. Roll call.
Mrs. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Clays?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
Motion carried. 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 Motion carried.